How big's my knob? Is your mum been talking? It was a disaster, mate. It was like throwing a sausage up an alleyway. I couldn't get any purchase. It's a fair old size, but my God, she's got a bucket fan of your mum. Oh.
What's your favourite tractor, Jimmy?
What's my favourite tractor? Well done, Taunton. If you're interested, this is why you can't have nice things. Some of you might be sat there going, why am I in a sports hall, not in a nice theatre? This... What's your favourite tractor? He's got a brand new combine harvester. Yeah. Any other? John Deere, I think, probably a classic John Deere from the 50s, I would go with. A nice diesel engine. Of course, Lamborghini are making them now, but they're too complex. You want something simple that you can maintain yourself. What factory do you work in? Go on, what do you do?
NHS.
You're NHS, well, lovely. Doctor, surgeon, maybe? Nurse? What, sorry?
Therapist.
You're a therapist? Therapist. Is it a speech therapist? How do you get into speech therapy? I think that's a fucking great idea, isn't it? If you had an NHS speech therapist and you went, hello, I'm not thank you for getting an appointment, but very nice to see you. And the kid with the stutter goes, do you know what? I'll be all right. It's good. It's a good idea. What kind of a therapist are you?
Physio and occupational.
Physio and occupational. Those are two different things. Fucking, you've taken someone's job. Physio, what, and you, okay. Yeah, I've got physio. He does it full time. He's really good. How's the part time thing going? Are you here on your own? I'm joking, look at you. Please. Okay. He's here on his own.
Girls don't get me.
Yeah, it could be that. Could be personal hygiene. You've gone with the sort of the beard and the hair the same length as the beard? You look like something that's fallen on a barber's floor. So sorry. They've not been listening to anything since you said favourite tractor.
It was a bloody good show, this. I didn't think tractors would get a mention. It's very relatable.
I didn't hear all the conversation, but I imagine they went, red one.
Red one.
Are there any lesbians in? Of course not, comedy show. Is there one? Well, I should explain what we're doing. Hello, the lesbian, what's your name?
Stevie.
What, sorry?
Stevie.
Stevie, yeah, that checks out. I shall eliminate you from our inquiry, Stevie. Are you here with a partner, Stevie, on your own?
My fiancé, Ellen.
Your fiancé?
Alan.
Ellen. Well, that makes more sense, but that feels very Taunton. Stevie and Ellen, which sounds a lot like Alan. Just the lesbians, they live down the road. It's Steve and Alan. God love you. And what, Stevie, what do you do for a living?
So I'm a musician.
Oh, right, okay. No, I meant what do you do for money? A musician in Taunton, well, of course. Very much the musical hub. What do you play?
Clitar.
Clitar. I mean... Fucking hell. It wasn't that funny, but it was fucking quick. That was on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it? Stevie, so what, go on, what do you play?
Guitar and piano.
It's just clitar in my head now. I'm so sorry. And the piano. Interesting. And what about the other half? What about Alan? What's Alan do? What do you do, Ellen? You're a tattooist. Okay. No further questions. I've got what, you know, you're familiar with gaydar, right? I've got the next level up where you can tell who wears the strap on. It's the tattooist. I would play Stevie's musician. I'd play her at pool all day long. If the tattooist Ellen wants a game, no. It's going to be a humiliating loss. What's the weirdest tattoo you've given, Ellen?
A camel on someone's toe.
Oh, sorry? A camel on someone's toe. I feel like someone's really misunderstood that phrase. Was it a girl that came in and went, my boyfriend said something about he loves camel toe, so can you do a camel on my toe? Hang on, I'll pull up my leggings. Better not been. Have you ever done a tractor for anyone? Right. Very nice to have you here.
Do the three-word joke.
Do the three-word joke. Stationary store moves. Okay. Do a two-word joke. Dwarf shortage. Three letters. R.I.P.do. I miss Michael Jackson. Yeah.
My dad died a year ago.
Your dad died a year ago?
Watching one of your Netflix specials.
He died watching one of my Netflix specials. What, whoa. Let's let's find out what happened. So your dad died a year ago watching one of my Netflix specials.
As a family, we thought that wasn't a bad way to go.
But is this genuinely true? He was laughing at one of my programs and he died. It's a fucking pro. I'm sorry for your trouble, but that is generational talent right there. Am I funny? I fucking killed a man. I can't trust myself. What? I'm very sad. Was he ill? What, sorry?
Then we got the autopsy report.
This is going somewhere. Here we go.
Found out he died from boredom.
That's pretty funny. I mean, I'm not sure whether autopsies give that detail, sir. If I'm honest with you. That'd be so much more hurtful had you not spent £35 to be in a room with me. I love it. It's a great fucking gag, man. Think about it. That, how much fucking confidence does it take to do that bit to me? Good on ya. I love it. I love it. Glad he's dead, though. No, seriously, I'm glad he's dead. It's difficult to sound serious now, but genuinely. Fuck that guy. But Sorry, you're a huge Michael Jackson fan, are you? No, the missus. Hi. Are you a big Michael Jackson fan? It's okay. He's an incredible artist. I don't care if he did fuck kids. Thriller's a wonderful album, and those boys will get over it. No, he's an amazing musician, and he helped all those sick kids. Those beautiful, blonde, skinny, sick kids. Chubby girl kids? No. No, they can fuck off. Skinny white kids? Handsome little boys? Oh, yes, I think I can help. Do you think he didn't, do you think he's innocent?
I don't want to talk about it.
Blame it on the boogie. Ah, yeah, sure. Well, listen, they're just fucking jokes. I wouldn't lose any sleep. If you love him, you love him. What, sorry?
How long have you been doing stand-up for?
Like 25 years, something like that. I'm getting good.
About an hour and
10 minutes.
What, sorry?
About an hour and 10 minutes. That's a better answer than mine. Fucking tremendous, love. Cheers. What do you do, my friend?
Me?
Yeah.
You're
waiting for a replacement knee is your job. How important was your knee to the job you had before? I'm fascinated by this because... What, sorry? I didn't get any of that. Let's have that again. This sounds fun.
Nuclear station beforehand.
You were at a nuclear station and your knee fell off. I've got to get this fucking uranium back in here. Fucking... These fucking isotopes are fucking playing up. Oh, I fucking hurt that. What? The fuck are you talking about, Homer? What? What? How is your... Fucking Taunton. Do you mind me asking, what do you do for a living? I'm waiting for a new knee. Okay. I fucking love it. And you were working in nuclear plant station. Well, I'm glad there were no ill effects from that. Were you ginger when you went in there? Because, no offence, mate, but you look like an X-ray of a normal dude. Must make it easier to do the knee. When he gets his knee done, there'll be no fucking stopping him. What are you thinking about doing once the knee's done?
Psychotherapist.
Go on, what are you planning? What's the job? What, sorry?
Going back to Hinkley Point.
Just out of interest, I don't know how long you've worked in the nuclear power industry, but how many knees have you got? It's like a fucking human spider. Fucking hell. We'll get well soon. That's a pain in the ass, having a... Any other? How much did I get from Netflix? Well, I'll answer that. I'll put it in terms you'll understand. 100 money. More than 4. That's as high as it goes. I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm doing a show in Taunton.
Can't be doing that right.
Two shows. I like it. I've always come here on tour, and I think it's that thing of like, you can just do the big towns, but it's nice to come out. Some people just play stadiums, you know, once every 3 years or big arenas, and I fucking love my job. Why would you want to get it over with? Come out. It's good fun. I mean, genuinely, it's lovely to do. Yeah. I mean, I take your point, there's nicer venues. Yeah, you could have a lovely theatre, but the fucking tractor guy. You've got a theatre. You've got the brew house. It's a fucking 400 seater, fuck that. Daddy came to get paid.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.